About 30 supporters of animals protested outside the medical college. Some people brought their dogs, including this chilly Chihuahua. The Wisconsin Humane Society and the Washington, D.C.-based Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine organized the protest. The groups have been asking the medical college to stop using about 60 dogs in a physiology lab for first-year med students. Physicians Committee organizer Ryan Merkley says the start of the class today does not mean the protests were in vain.
This week's lab will go forward. However, the school has felt the pressure, and they've heard the voice of thousands of people across Wisconsin, across the Midwest, and across the country who disagree with their use and their killing of 60 dogs for an unnecessary and inhumane lab.
Merkley says the medical college could use simulators instead of live animals. But second-year student Tracy Zundel says the dogs are given anesthesia before the students cut open the rib cage, stimulate nerves, and inject the dogs with drugs. Zundel says he learned a great deal when he took the optional lab last year.
You know, I was able to hold a beating heart in my hand and see how it works and actually experience, you know, the warmth and the life, which are things that you just don't get in the classroom any other way.
After class, the dogs are euthanized. Zundel acknowledges that the Medical College of Wisconsin is one of the last U.S. medical schools to use live animals in labs. The school says it may switch to using pigs next year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.